Dear saints, what names or titles for Jesus can you think of? As you know, the Bible has many descriptive ways of describing Jesus. A couple from our gospel lesson are Jesus of Nazareth and the Holy One of God. There are many others: Savior, Messiah, which means anointed one, Son of God, Son of Man, the Alpha and the Omega, Teacher, the Word, the Light of the World, King of the Jews, the Second Adam, Lord, the Great High Priest, Wonderful, Counselor. I could go on, and maybe I missed your favorite. But if you look at lists of names and titles for Jesus, there is one that you typically won't find in such lists. It's a title that would be appropriate for the demon mentioned in our gospel lesson today, the one who rightly calls Jesus the Holy One of God. But this demon might also wish to refer to Jesus as the destroyer. For he says to Jesus, "Have you come to destroy us?" The answer is yes. An interesting title, Christ the Destroyer. We tend to think of Jesus as meek, merciful, loving, and all these are accurate descriptions of him. Jesus does show us God's attitude toward humanity in his person, through his words, through his actions. But to the demons, to Satan, Jesus is anything but meek, merciful, or loving. Throughout Mark's gospel, the demons are the one who first recognize who Jesus is, what he comes to do, and what that means for them. His epiphany, Jesus revealing of himself to the world, to us, brings terror to the forces of darkness. "Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." The demons know that Jesus being on the scene is the beginning of the end. Jesus will, on the last day, cast Satan and his subordinates into the fires of hell forever. He will lock the door and throw away the key. So yes, the demon is right on. Jesus has come to destroy him and all his demonic friends. Now, interestingly, Satan fancies himself as the destroyer, for he seeks to destroy all that is good, all that is beautiful, all that is true in our world. He is hell-bent on destruction. He wants to be the most powerful destroyer. He wants to destroy all that God holds dear, most especially the crown of God's creation, you and I. He seeks the life of each one of us. Revelation describes Satan as a dragon who tried to devour Jesus when he was born and still seeks to devour the church, God's people. St. Peter tells us that Satan prowls around like a roaring lion seeking to destroy you and me. He is an enemy of humanity. He is the enemy of humanity. And Satan and his demons, they even recruit human beings to aid in this destruction, to tear down that which God seeks to build up. For example, in our Old Testament lesson, we were warned about false prophets, and Jesus does the same thing, describing them as wolves in sheep's clothing who falsely teach about God. He describes them as thieves. He said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." But it's not just those outside the church that become Satan's recruits for destruction. Not only the powers and principalities of this world, not only all the evil that's going around out there. No, even we Christians are called upon to play a role in Satan's destructive work. We read about this in the epistle reading. St. Paul writes, "For if anyone sees you have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will he not be encouraged if his conscience is weak to eat food offered to idols? And so by your knowledge, this weak person is destroyed, the brother for whom Christ died. Our hurtful words can destroy others. Our unchristian actions can bring shame upon us, our families, our church, our friends. The truth is that all of our sin can be put in service of the devil to destroy our own faith, that of others. In fact, we seem helpless to prevent it. You've no doubt known someone in real life, or maybe depicted in movies or on TV, and they just keep seeming to making bad choices, even when you can clearly see how poorly those results may wind up. And we wonder why they keep making these choices. Perhaps we even mock them or think to ourselves, I told you so, when things don't work out. But the truth is, those people could be any one of us. We all make bad choices. We all seek our own way rather than God's way. And sin destroys. It can destroy us. And Satan seems to have willing accomplices in his destructive work. We are powerless in the wake of our own sinfulness. And so, a greater destroyer must come. Jesus actually does refer to himself as a destroyer in Matthew chapter 10 when he says, "And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell." He's referring to himself. Jesus comes as judge. It is he who finally will reward heaven to some and cast others into the fire with the devil and his angels. God destroyed the unbelieving world through the flood and yet saved Noah and his family. God destroyed the firstborn of Egypt for Pharaoh's stubborn refusal to let people go, let his people go, and yet saved his people who painted the blood of the Lamb on their doorposts. The one whom the demons fear is also a terror to those who do not believe. Yes, Jesus comes as the one who is able to destroy Satan and his minions, but he also comes to destroy you. No, not throw you into hell, for the Lord does not desire the death of a sinner, but that all would turn and repent. No, Jesus comes to destroy the sinful nature that clings to you, to destroy the sin and the evil that holds on to you, to drown the old Adam through daily contrition and repentance, the old Adam that seeks its own way rather than God's. Jesus comes to destroy all of that in you, to take your very life from you in order to raise it up again. He comes to destroy all the false gods you cherish, all the things that you love more than you love him. He comes to destroy the things that you trust in more than him. He comes to destroy your reliance on yourself so that you will rely on him. And while Jesus comes to destroy the demons once and for all, the destructive work God is working on you is done in order to rebuild you, to remake you, to recreate you, to resurrect you, to be as he is, holy and perfect and righteous in the sight of God. How does Jesus work this destruction? Hebrews chapter 2 tells us, "Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, Jesus himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil." Through his own death, Jesus destroys death. In his resurrection, Christ proves that death cannot hold him. He has destroyed death's power. As Luther puts it in his Easter hymn, "Christ Jesus, God's own Son, came down, his people to deliver. Destroying sin, he took the crown from death's pale brow forever. Stripped of power, no more it reigns. An empty form alone remains. Its sting is lost forever." Alleluia. Sin, your sin, my sin, is forgiven through the death of Jesus. Because Jesus rose from the dead, death no longer holds us in his clutches. Because Jesus lived a perfect, sinless life on our behalf and clothes us with his righteousness in baptism, Satan has no claim on us. The destroyer is destroyed. And now Jesus continues to destroy through his word proclaimed and preached. That's what he used to drive out the demon in our gospel reading, his word. Jesus simply told the demon, "Be silent, come out of him." The demon could do nothing but obey. It was powerless in the presence of God's word. God's word never returns to him void. It always accomplishes the task for which he sends it. God's word is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. That sword of God's word continues to work in you and in me, destroying sin and bringing healing. Through the word of God's law, he destroys any pretense that you are good enough on your own. By showing you your sin, he destroys the self-righteousness in you. His word kills, and it makes alive. The word of the gospel breaks the bondage that sin has over you. It destroys despair and fear and hopelessness and death. God's word assures you that your worst enemies, sin and death and the devil, are destroyed. For Christ the destroyer is also Christ the Savior. A destroyer? Yes, perhaps it's not a common way to describe Jesus, but he is a destroyer, and yet all his destructive work is for your benefit. It is for your good. It is for your eternal salvation, that you may be his own and live forever in his kingdom. Let us pray. O Lord, help us to serve thee evermore with hearts both pure and lowly. And may thy word, that light divine, shine on in splendor holy, that we repentance show, in faith ever grow, the power of sin destroy, and all that doth annoy. O, make us faithful Christians. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.